This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. But what happens when you take music, cannabis, and technology and then put it together with marketing? And what do you have? Well, Joey Bravo is with us, and he is the Chief Operating Officer of Respect My Region. And Joey, tell us about what you and Mitch are doing, because this is so exciting.
I really appreciate you having us on the call today and on the show. And you know, with what we're doing at Respect My Region is all about helping people discover things that they like, discover things that they're proud of locally. When you think about where you live, when you think about where you might be from, there's some kind of natural tendency to just pay attention to things that are local. And maybe it pops out, right? And wherever you live, maybe you don't care about whatever's happening across the country, for example, or across the world. Maybe you don't care about, you know, the latest restaurant that opens where I live right now. So what we identified is that if we could help people discover things that was cool or quality, or in our case in music and weed, maybe if it makes them dance or maybe if it makes them get creative, you know, whatever it is. We started finding that when someone tries cannabis and they like it, the look on their face, the expression that they give off is very similar to the same thing that someone has when they discover a song that they like. And we discovered this years ago. And when we started working in cannabis, it just became kind of an everyday thing where, you know, here we are promoting music, here we are talking about weed, and every time someone found a new song or someone found a new strain that they liked, they talked to us and were equally as excited as you would think. And that's where we really doubled down on our brand becoming a platform and a hub for quality music, for quality events, and quality cannabis.
So, Mitch, tell me your role in this whole thing and how you connected with Joey.
So I started this company in 2011 while I was in college, and Joey and I went to the same school. He's a little bit younger than myself. And kind of how the story went is I was throwing events at kind of the more traditional venues, and Joey was throwing house parties. And so we kind of came together and merged two different generations at that time, so we could take, you know, his audience and my audience and cross-pollinate them and build bigger events and create cooler experiences. And really, when it comes to events, you know, whether it's ticket sales or sponsorships, the bodies in the door are what dictate how much money you can generate. And for us, it's not necessarily about – it wasn't about generating money to put in our pockets, but generating money to create the better experiences, the better events, better entertainment. And so we were able to come together and leverage the different audiences that we had. And then fast forward to where we are now, you know, we're still continuing to leverage, leverage and lean on one another for our strengths to come together and build something bigger than what we could do individually.
So where has this pandemic put you guys in your business, and tell us about the business model and how you guys make money?
Oh man, the pandemic completely changed everything. You know, leading up to COVID, about 90% of our revenue was rooted in live events, whether it was events we were throwing or us monetizing our brand based around being at live events. So when 2020 hit, we were unfortunate to have planned a very low key quarter one and a very aggressive next three quarters. And as you know, the story went, the world shut down towards the end of quarter one. And, you know, like most people, we spent probably a month or so being like, all right, you know, this'll blow over to some extent, we'll just need to take a couple weeks off to a month off to 2 months off to being like, well, dang, we really need to pivot completely. but it ended up being a big blessing because we knew long term that we didn't want to do events. It's a much harder scale. It's a much more difficult business model to scale, and there's just so much risk tied up in events. You put so much money on the line to produce events. You have to wait for them to, you know, that to come to fruition to really see the back end off that. And if you miss on a couple events, let alone if you have 10 events going on at once and you miss on two or three of them, then, you know, the revenue really takes a stumble. And so we wanted to be more in the digital. We've always been in the digital space, but we wanted our business model to be more around the digital space. And so it really gave us, you know, while we did get kicked in the nuts a little bit, it did give us a moment to breathe and refocus and position where we ultimately wanted to go.
So my question to both of you, Joey and Mitch, if you are listening to this and you are new to this industry and you're thinking, gosh, I'm hearing COVID really messed up a lot of things, a lot of plans, is it still too late to get into the industry from a work perspective for jobs and to make money?
Let me break it down to you like this. Yesterday, I have a friend that's trying to get on an airplane home. His flight was delayed 3 times because of staffing issues for a major airline. So
yes,
right now, COVID has created bottlenecks in multiple supply chains, from workforce to logistics to production, manufacturing. And this is not just in the airlines. This is in every single industry that exists. People are getting sick. People are taking advantage of this new reality, this new system. People are actually dying. And so, no, it's really not too late to get in because this new reality is so it's so driven upon having to be able to be agile and flexible, this new reality with COVID, that companies are always hiring. My biggest recommendation that I have for somebody that wants to get in the space is go on Indeed, look at the companies that are hiring, get on Instagram, DM them until someone gives you information, and show up early to that interview. And
yes,
right now people are hiring all kinds of different people with all kinds of different backgrounds because they just need bodies. Now is the best time to get in the industry because it's technically never been easier because people just need bodies. And if you can get in there and you can be a body that works hard and shows up early and stays late here and there and doesn't complain too much, then you definitely have an opportunity to prove yourself, have that conversation that talks about your passions with a decision maker, and maybe earn an opportunity to work your way up.
So what does the future look like for the two of you? If I were to be interviewing you and we fast forward this 2 years from now, what will be the changes, if any?
Man,
you can fully expect our brand to be a national company. Right now, we're kind of more focused on the West Coast, but I'm sure Mitch was going to say something along those lines. But in the next year, this is our North American Weed Tour. This is our final year of this one, and then we're expanding to the International Cannabis Tour. So that's an unofficial, exclusive announcement for you here on your show. But the next
Wonderful.
Step for us is International Cannabis Tour.
What does that look like, Mitch?
Honestly, as cannabis legalization has swept the country these last 2 years, and honestly, it's really started to trickle down to the globe. Cannabis is being legalized around the globe. The conversation around whether it's adult use or medicinal cannabis has just literally exploded. You know, public perception's been tipped, but I feel like there's just so much more fuel to the fire. And our business and creating content and being in marketing support and curating experiences around legal access to cannabis. We're growing with the industry, and that industry is growing. Like Joey said, you know, we're located on the West Coast, where I'm in the Pacific Northwest and he's in California. These last 2 years have seen us start to expand our footprint across the country. And definitely, you know, we've started to get out across the globe a little bit, but like Joey said, it's really, I mean, this thing's growing and we're growing right alongside it.
So the good news is that this industry, in spite of COVID, is still getting back on its feet and the changes that we're starting to see with states legalizing this flower will continue to grow. Banking is still problematic, and there are other areas, as you say, that are still problematic. And as an industry, do you think they'll be straightened out in the next few years, or do you think it will take a new administration? What do you guys think?
I definitely think we're further. I think in this industry moves and matures a little bit quicker than people anticipate, but I think in terms of the stigma and public perception, it still moves slow. And then anytime you're dealing with government, Lord knows it's going to be slow.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you
finish that. We have to take a quick break. It's Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Give us the website as we go to break, Mitch and Joey, please.
RespectMyRegion.com.
We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey, talking to two entrepreneurs today. Entrepreneurs that are passionate about putting together technology, putting together music, putting together education. It's all encompassed in their company. And Joey and Mitch, welcome back to the program. So we've been talking a lot about your company, your model, how you had to just go with the flow when it came to COVID. And so now that COVID is over and now that the rebuilding has begun, where are you taking this company? You say internationally. What are the steps that you need to do to get there?
So I'll take this one, Mitch. You can take the next one. So the North American Weed Tour was designed to expand us from the West Coast across North America, right? And we did that by doing podcasts and by featuring guests in all these different regions and highlighting their success, highlighting their culture. To expand internationally, what we're doing this year, well, this is the segue. What we're doing this year on the North American Weed Tour is we're going from 78 and 80 podcasts up to 260 episodes. We're covering and plastering the country, plastering North America as a continent, with Canadian podcasts, the Midwest Cannabis Podcast, the Northeast Cannabis Podcast. We have a bunch of different series that are going to cater to specific areas. When it comes to launching internationally, the same thing is what we're going to do. We will take these podcast series, we'll take these Instagram Live series and these YouTube videos, and we will just simply work with people that are actively in the culture and communities. There is not a more authentic thing that we can do except for working with actual local people in the culture, customers, industry, traditional market folks, you name it. We want to hear what's going on and what it's like, what it takes to succeed, what it takes to fail. And to do that, we have to set up episodes across the world. And this year, across the country, as well as the continent. And so that's really what it's going to look like, 260 episodes of podcasts and Instagram live streams and conversations. We're going to do about 30, maybe 40 behind-the-scenes tours of labs, grows, manufacturing facilities, distribution centers. We're going to be working with a lot of different groups. And that is going to
very
be an
exciting
expansion for sure.
How are you – what has been the flavor and the questions that most people ask right now about this plant?
I think there's a couple different things, you know, and there's a couple different layers of that. Of the connoisseurs or the consumers or the patients who are really in the know and, like, as I say, really nerd out about this plant, they really want to know what's next in terms of genetic breeding for cannabis plants and strains and flavors. They really want to know what's next. What's the next iteration of something that they already like, much like music. And then when it comes to, you know, these new markets where cannabis is just coming online, they're really eager just to have legal cannabis and explore the new product types and learn about them. And as that happens, then they start having those questions about, okay, well, what's the best? And so when people are new to it or markets are new to this, they're just excited and want to learn about the product types. But as soon as that market starts to mature, that customer starts to get, or patient starts to get acclimated to the plant, they immediately start shifting into what is the best. And we all know a question of what's best or claiming something's the best is super subjective. And it's great for people like us that put online content out there, because there's a lot of conversation and a lot of different opinions can come to the table and contribute to that conversation.
Do you all have some thoughts and feelings about the lack of diversification in the industry? Are you addressing that? Are you looking at that?
I am half Mexican, and I'm regularly grouped in as being a white male. And It's frustrating for me because we are in a culture and a society that expands beyond just cannabis. I, here in Los Angeles, am regularly treated as if I'm not Mexican or not Mexican enough by the people that are down here. And I know that I come from a family of immigrants. My grandmother's from Germany. My mother's from Mecca. My grandmother's from Mexico. So I'm literally born and bred an immigrant here. And this industry in Washington is over 98% white. It's predominantly 98%, maybe 95% freaking male, or some disgusting statistic in terms of male versus
yes,
women.
It is. And, it is, absolutely.
And those kinds of things to us are absolutely unacceptable. I was raised by immigrants. My mother was married to women twice. And my perspective on things is a little bit different than the traditional white male who with a college degree who likes sports. You know, it's really easy to box me in or to box Mitch in. And this is where, going back to 2013, I've been pushing, well, 2012 technically, I've been pushing for, you know, Pride branding in our stuff. I'm no longer with Buddy's brand, and so the last 2 years we've been really pushing with, while I was at Buddy's, we were really pushing for Pride boxes with our packaging and to donate to the appropriate groups and charities and nonprofits and things like that. We are very passionate about diversity. We're very passionate about helping our community. Mitch himself, Mitch is in a mixed and blended family as well. And for him, it's even more imperative. And I'd love to let Mitch speak on that because his outlook on things is significantly different than mine, whereas, you know, I'm Mexican and Mitch is a white male. So, you know, Mitch, if you could add some insights there, that would be
good. Yes, please, Mitch.
We bring a lot to the table with the decisions and our choices that we've made.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I come from a hip hop background as a producer, and I spent a lot of times being the only Caucasian person in the room or the house or the studio or the car, and I also was a legacy cannabis operator and spent a lot of time, you know, being the only Caucasian there, and became very aware through those experiences of how other people were treated and how sentences varied between myself and my friends who got caught up for this exact same charges. And so just my life experience showed me that there's a lot of things that, you know, that are not right and we need to do work. And obviously, as Joey said, touched on being in an interracial marriage and having a black son, it's very important to me. You know, I can't fully understand what it's like to come from that life, but I understand it's very important for the legacy that I leave my son that diversity needs to be at the forefront. I have to practice what I preach and I have to, I feel a calling to say the right things and try to be an ally and fight for a better future for my seed, if you will. And this industry, as Joey said, the statistics are pointing towards the exact opposite of what we see the statistics, or it doesn't match up with the statistics of coming from the legacy market or the traditional cannabis user. And that's an issue. And there's a lot of different variables and regulations and things surrounding that, but it's up to people that are from the culture, people that really understand. I really am not a fan of the term woke, but people that know and can see it, they need to speak about it and they need to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So much more to talk about. This is going to be I hope this will be an ongoing conversation, Mitch and Joey. Thank you so much for being with us today on Cannabis Talk. It's so appreciated. And give us the best website how people can find out more about what you guys are up to.
RespectMyRegion.com, at RespectMyRegion.usa on Instagram, but RespectMyRegion.com is the website and the hub, and you can find us anywhere from there.
Wonderful.
And for all you TikTokers out there, you can find us on TikTok at RespectMyRegion. We got good stuff there, too.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A-Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
An Educational Odyssey. Welcome back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Joining me now is Doc Potter. She's written a book. It's called Cannabis for Seniors. And you wrote this book for independent seniors as well as for family members and caretakers seeking ways to manage their everyday health concerns without resorting to powerful habit-forming, potentially dangerous medications. And welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about what went into writing this book and why you felt the need to write it.
Well, I'm a psychologist, more of a corporate psychologist than a therapist, and I've authored many books, and it's just become very important. For one thing, cannabis is out there. There hasn't been enough research. It's been maligned in the past, and people are afraid of it. But seniors are a huge population, and there's been this over-doping of seniors for many years, where seniors are becoming addicted to very strong pharmaceuticals, and then the problem with the pharmaceuticals are generally opiates, is that we develop a tolerance and have to take more and more, and they're just extremely dangerous. So cannabis offers a safe alternative, but seniors don't know how to use the cannabis, and many are afraid of it.
So I have to go back in your career because, you know, you got your doctorate from Stanford. You've been involved in the Valley as a corporate trainer. You've done so many extraordinary things in your lifetime. Did you ever, ever think that you would have written a book about cannabis way back when?
Well, I don't know. I started writing books. It's a craft, anyway, writing books, not long after I got my degree. But then somewhere in the early 80s, I hooked up with a man who launched Bay Area Publishing, the largest center of publishing in the world outside of New York City, and he launched it with marijuana books. And so I walked a very strange line where sometimes I was being a corporate trainer for like Cisco Systems, Adobe, Silicon Valley corporations, which were just emerging.
Yeah.
I went to places like Martha's Vineyards and whatnot. And then I'd come home to my now dearly departed and his pot books. It's a little strange.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. I want to... You know, we talk a lot about the millennials. We talk about young professionals in the industry, but and I'm remiss in this. So I'm so thrilled you're with us today because I'm remiss in talking about how, and we've talked about how this powerful plant could be the answer for so many opioid problems as well, and people on the opioids and the addictions that they have. But we don't talk about the way seniors can be using this plant. And getting people that are insomniacs and depressed and have dementia and pain, especially pain, and now anxiety and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and stroke. And I mean, you go into this.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I just
it really is. Yes,
by the way, well, 4 months ago was my operation. I guess it takes a year to fully heal. But before that, I know what pain. I was going around on crutches, on a cane, and, you know, I couldn't sleep, and it was just terrible. And a lot
I think pain
is what happens.
Yeah. Pain is debilitating.
It's been worse and worse.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Inflammation and see, people who think about, especially seniors, I mean, some of them have had experience, but some haven't. Many haven't. And they think of marijuana or cannabis sort of like the stoners constantly, you know, smoking a joint. But there's lots of other ways. Like one of my favorite uses, especially when I was suffering that pain in my leg, is the topicals, rubbing a tincture into my skin. The skin is our largest organ, essentially, and it goes right into the skin and gives almost immediate relief. It's just amazing.
I love that, yes.
With a Q-tip, sticking it in a tincture on my gums, on my teeth, and gotten fantastic immediate results. I did lose a couple of teeth, though, but at least I wasn't in pain when I lost them.
You know, I wanted you on, Doc Potter, because people need to hear this. We are so stuck in taking the non-steroidals and taking those major pharmaceuticals. And doctors need to become educated, especially when it comes to the senior population, that those drugs are not...
Very resistant to it.
Why do you think that is?
Well, part of the resistance is doctors make money from pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals fuel the medical world. And cannabis is not a pharmaceutical. Cannabis is an herb with many amazing chemicals in it that we can learn how to use, but it's not a pharmaceutical. It's essentially competing with those pharmaceuticals, and it's safer. But there's
absolutely
a lot of money there for the establishment. One time, a while back, I was giving a lecture at the Institute of Aging in San Francisco, UCSF University affiliate, and there were maybe 100 people there, and one MD, he tried to shut me down. He tried to stop my presentation.
That's crazy.
That's amazing, you know what I mean? One of the major uses that I run into with all kinds of people that you might think of, quote-unquote, as straight people or whatever, is sleep. The cookie before bedtime rather than the sleeping pill or the alcohol shot.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're talking about consistent pain, those that are suffering from MS and Parkinson's and strokes, and you say this is absolutely a godsend.
Well, yes, and especially help. And not only does it give varying degrees of relief because each person is different, but it is a safer relief without this addictive side effect. And by the way, do you know why people die on opiates but not? I mean, you can OD on marijuana, you just don't die. What the difference is, there are receptor sites, and the drug, whether it's natural in the body or a drug from the doctor or an herbal medicinal thing, is like a key. So the metaphor is a lock and a key. The receptor sites for opiates are in the brainstem, and the brainstem controls breathing. So when you OD on opiates, you stop breathing and die. There are
right.
no cannabinoid receptor sites in the brainstem. They're throughout the body, and you can take too much. And you might feel like you're going to die, but so far there's no record of anybody dying from an OD of marijuana.
And you're talking about the actual cannabis plant. How do you feel about CBD? The plant itself, but how do you feel about...
CBD is one chemical in the plant. It's a cannabinoid, and there are, in theory, maybe as many as 60 cannabinoids. Scientists and whatever have only identified about 6 of them. CBD is one. And usually CBD is taken in a ratio with THC. CBD sort of modifies some of the psychoactive effects of THC, and the two can work together, and they're taken in a ratio. For pain, it's often 1-to-1, meaning equal amounts of CBD and THC. Sometimes it's 20-to-1, 20 CBD to 1 THC. And so what we need to do is experiment on ourselves to find our effective dose for ourselves, whether it's pain or anxiety or sleeping, because each one of us is different, and we each have, you know, different chemistry and whatnot. And so that's what I call becoming an inner shaman, is this reflective
studying
how this feels. And then mostly people take too much. The important thing is this slogan, start slow, go slow.
I was just going to ask you that question. When we come back from break, let's get into how to use it and how to do it.
Okay.
Beverly Potter, PhD, is with us. Cannabis for Seniors, and the book is available wherever books are sold. And is there a website to go with the book, or is it just go to cannabis?
I have a website, and it's on there, docpotter.com. And that's, I have a number of books, but that one's there definitely with the link.
Okay.
You know, to Amazon.
We'll be back
and whatnot.
Okay, good, good, good. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Doc Potter is with us. She is. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And Doc Potter has been writing about many things for so long, selfgrowth.com, and she's got all kinds of great things on her website, docpotter.com. But her book, Cannabis for Seniors, is a fascinating book. But you also write about the ingredients in the cannabis. And yes. Terpenes, and tell us about them, because everybody...
You know, we often have an image of people, sometimes they're called stoners, constantly sniffing the pot. Well, what they're sniffing is the terpenes, which are aromatic oils. And these days, these growers have learned how to make the plants produce even more of these oils. And these aromatic oils themselves are medicinal. Like there's one that is like in lemon type oils or pine oils, and these themselves. So what's in the cannabis is like so amazing. It's natural. And what's important is what they call the entourage effect, meaning like in pharmaceuticals, they take out one chemical and it's very strong. But with cannabis, the entourage is a whole system or cabal of chemicals that work together to get the effect, and which is what makes it fascinating and challenging.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know, we also don't realize that many seniors have issues with their eyes. And tell us how this plant, the cannabis plant, might be helpful. There's some interesting research on this, Doc Potter.
Well, I'm not that up on the eyes aspect in particular, okay? But it does, I mean, we have the nerves in the eyes, and that's, there's cannabinoid receptor sites in those eye nerves. So there's probably a play there. And I was reading some research recently about, which is amazing, how something to do with the eye actually impacts our memory. And, of course, seniors are very concerned about keeping our memory fresh.
Yes. So the new book, Cannabis, the book, it's not new, but it's been out for a few years. Cannabis for Seniors.
I'm going to update it soon. But I want to mention a technique called layering, meaning, and once again, when we use pharmaceuticals, we use one kind of pill, and it's, you know, it's 5 milligrams of this 3 times a day or something. But layering would be, especially for sleep, would be maybe one would take 1 or 2 puffs on a pipe, and then they might take a couple drops of a tincture, and then maybe they would, an hour before bed, eat a half a cookie. Maybe they would take a little melatonin. Maybe they would sit in a hot tub. Maybe listen to some soothing music. Maybe meditate. Maybe drink a soothing tea, so that it's a whole layering or a whole bunch of different techniques rather than what we think of as taking a medicine, one pill, and it does something to us.
Yes. You mentioned
in my living room?
What's that?
Living room, a hot tub.
Ah.
And I have a generator to run it. Tax deductible.
How fabulous.
Well, I don't want to take it outside in Oakland, excuse me. So if the power goes off, I'm in my hot tub drinking a glass of beer, watching TV, and being soothed.
Yes, yes, yes. You say that cannabis is an herb, not a drug. You wanted
yes.
people to really understand that.
Well, an herb, first of all, is a plant. And a drug is a very refined pharmaceutical chemical, and it doesn't appear naturally anywhere. So an herb, we need to learn how to use it, because and there's an interesting phenomenon when plants grow out there like poison oak. Do you know that the antidote to poison oak grows around it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, that's or poison oak, or I don't know. Nature is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, so, it really is.
And so these growers have just become the high art of growing and maxing out different aspects of the plant.
So when you first started to talk about this, not the most receptive of people were not happy about it.
Well, when it first, it was criminal.
Yeah.
So things have changed, fortunately, and fortunately, seniors in particular have this fantastic tool for working on their own health. I mean, right now there's a lot of negativity with teenagers and younger people using pot, and that's a whole different issue. But it's way less dangerous than alcohol.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And you want us to really understand that seniors can learn how to use this plant in many forms. As you talk about, there's topical, there's edibles, there's lots of different varieties and tinctures. There's lots of ways to use it. You don't always have to smoke it.
And you know, when you just get the green plant, the marijuana plant in your hand, they call it the flower sometimes. An interesting thing is, in the plant, there's THC-A and CBD-A. A stands for acid. THC-A has the medicinal qualities of THC, but it is not psychoactive. You could take that flower and could sprinkle it in your salad, and you could get the beneficial without the high. In order to convert THC-A into THC, it has to be heated. I guess that's where the joint came in.
Yes, absolutely. Sure, sure. But you want people to start low and go slow. And this has been such a treat having you with us, Doc Potter. And the book,
you know,
Cannabis...
I've enjoyed speaking with you and sharing this, because it's really helpful. I mean, to lots of people, but especially seniors.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us. And again, it's Cannabis for Seniors and Doc Potter, POTTER.com, the website. And we have to take a... No, that's it. We're all done for today. This has been another edition.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Streets of sadness all the way through, maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.